Workshop today. It is Tuesday, February the 20th, 2024. It's 2 p.m. and we are in the community wing of City Hall. So I would ask that everyone please rise and join me in our Pledge of Allegiance, and you are welcome to remain standing for a moment of silence or prayer or anything of your choosing. So with that, let's do a roll call, please.
Councilmember Heider?
Present.
Councilmember Pontieri?
Here.
Mayor Alfin?
Present.
And Vice Mayor Danko and Councilmember Klufis are absent.
Very good, thank you. As we begin, first of all, this is a special workshop. It's for the purpose of listening to presentations from candidates for our legal services in the future who have responded to RFP. So each group will make their presentation followed by questions from the dais. Okay, but I would begin the workshop as we do all workshops with public comment. If there are any members of the public that would like to comment at this time, please come forward. Seeing no one come forward, I'll close public participation. I'm sorry. And we will move right to our first presentation, which is going to be delivered by the Douglas Law Firm. So we haven't had lunch, so forgive us. We're going to continue on, but we'd like to keep this moving. So Lauren, did you have something to say?
Mayor, just wanted to make sure council was aware of the flow of the afternoon. Each firm will be given a 15-minute presentation period, followed by a 15-minute Q&A, and then the next firm, and then I'll wrap us up with next steps concluding.
Very good. Thank you for that. So we haven't met, so please introduce yourselves, and please proceed as you will.
Thank you, Mayor Alfin, Ms. Bevin, council members. My name is Marcus Stuffy, and I represent the Douglas Law Firm today. We'll be giving you the presentation.
My name is John Steinmetz. I'm an attorney at Douglas Law Firm.
Good afternoon. My name is Jeremiah Blocker. I'm the managing partner that handles our government relations.
So you'll be hearing a lot from me today, but we're going to start off with Mr. Blocker giving a brief overview of Douglas Law Firm and the history.
And if you could, I would just ask, try to keep the mic close. We do have folks listening virtually so they can hear as well. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Again, my name is Jeremiah Blocker. I want to thank you all for the opportunity to speak with you all today. So our firm was started a little over about 10 years ago, and we handle a number of different government relations contracts throughout the Northeast Florida area. So we have a presence and offices in Clay County, Putnam County, St. John's County, Duval County, Marion County, and here as well in Flagler County. So just a little bit about my experience. So I was a former chair of the St. John's County Commission. So I've had an opportunity to be on both sides of this. You know, St. John's County, similar to Flagler County, is experiencing rapid growth. Your city in particular, even though it says incorporated in 1999, you know, y'all have been around for quite some time, but have experienced tremendous growth. So our firm has experience on the comprehensive land development process. That's a critical process as y'all continue to grow and as y'all develop, understanding the land development code and how it applies and the variances and necessity of that. Yeah, your charter review process, you know, there's a process for that comes up. So we have a number of clients are going through that now. So we have strong experience in that, and that's important to advise y'all as a council as y'all go through that. Drafting ordinances for approval, you know, again, these are really the bread and butter of what y'all need as a council going forward as you have different, you know, land development issues come up, different land management as well, and your comprehensive land use plan. Your procurement process as well, contract reviews, you know, that's important. Those are one of the areas that local government always, as you enter into contracts with different vendors and different processes. So we have a strong foundation to work on to help y'all with that. And I think just from a government experience standpoint, understanding impact fees, that's one of the areas that as a local government is important. Understanding how they apply, when they apply, the fact that they're not bondable, and some of those other important issues. So I feel that we have a lot of experience on that side. Having been, we have several current and former elected officials that work in our firm that can draw on that experience in a collaborative way, myself included. The quasi-judicial matters that come up before y'all, that's important to understand that process, when it applies, when a different agenda item comes up where you're going to have that quasi-judicial process, as well as the legislative process that y'all go through as a council, when that applies as well, when that decision-making triggers. So the familiarity with that on both sides of that, having been an elected official and also being a legal advisor, really trying to put ourselves in y'all's shoes and make sure that we're available and accessible when y'all have a challenging issue comes up, which as y'all grow, you're going to. And again, just the budget development process as well. So we have a strong foundation in that as you go through some of the financials. One of your core functions is approving the budget and going through that process. And there are key components of that we have experience with our government clients doing as well. So I want to kind of highlight for y'all really kind of our experience in government, being a firm that has, former and current elected officials. We understand some of the challenges that y'all have being a growing active community and really trying to attract the right type of growth and do it the right way. So I'm going to turn it back over to Marcus here.
Thank you, Jeremiah. So as Mr. Blocker previously said, we are a full-service law firm. If you look at the slides today, we offer a variety of different matters that we can help this commission on different steps. Now, Northeast Florida is very important to us. We have recently opened an office in Flagler Beach, and we also have offices in St. Augustine, Nocatee, Jacksonville, Green Crow Springs, and Polacca. So there's three points that I'd like to point out to the council members today in the city of Palm Coast is why the Douglas Law Firm is a good fit to be your city attorney. One is firm experience, qualified personnel, and accessibility. So starting off with firm experience, you'll see in the slide that we have a wealth of experience representing municipalities, anywhere from an airport authority to a local school board to the city of St. Augustine Beach. We bring that wealth of experience with us if given the opportunity to be your city attorney. So also with the qualified personnel, we are a full service law firm. We have over 12 attorneys and 18 personnel. We also have Florida registered paralegals that are we here the backing of the firm to help with this contract. So starting off with qualified personnel, myself, as I've helped and assisted with the city of St. Augustine Beach, the Clay County School Board, but a majority of my experience comes from being an attorney for the United States Air Force. So I've had over 6 years of being an active duty JAG for the Air Force. During that time, I was stationed at Joint Base Andrews, Tyndall Air Force Base, and also I had a brief deployment over to Ali al-Salim Air Base in Kuwait. Now, during that time, I was supposed to be a prosecutor. I'd be litigating cases on behalf of the Air Force. I'd also would review and advise wing commanders on different agreements between the state of Virginia, state of Maryland, local schools, and local ordinances. And when I speak of about a wing commander, that is the chief executive officer for that base. So it was my job to give them competent legal advice. Now, when I moved down to Tyndall Air Force Base, that was just shortly after Hurricane Michael. And it was my job to help that base grow because it was just destroyed by Hurricane Michael. So it was deemed the base of the future. So being an assistant staff judge advocate at that firm, I was supposed to help train what we call the security forces defenders, the police of the Air Force, on proper jurisdiction venues, proper ordinances dealing with Bay County, City of Mexico Beach, Callaway. I also had to help the base grow with, we had a lot of contracts going on there. When I went there, the buildings from Hurricane Michael were still up. Glasses were broken. So we had to arrange contractors to come on, knock down those bases, and then bring up new buildings, such as the new lodging that goes in there. We had a huge mission that was coming in. It's called the F-35 mission that we had to have support. So a lot of my times was reviewing contracts and making sure that the pot of money that Congress deemed for Tyndall Air Force Base was used for those specific projects. We could not let any of those commingling of funds. So that was my main expertise. Then I was given the opportunity to deploy to Ali al-Salim Air Base in Kuwait. And during that time, my job was to be the attorney for the wing commander at that base. And we had to review agreements between the British Royal Air Force, the military for Italy, and the state of Kuwait. We had a lot of construction projects going on during that time because the Ali al-Salim Air Base had not been updated in some time. So during that time, I helped build roads, I helped many dorms for our airmen, and also other service members. My last part of my time in the Air Force, I was given the opportunity to be assigned to the Utilities Field Support Center at Tyndall Air Force Base. And that time, I was the main negotiator, the main attorney for the United States Air Force and three other branches and the federal government to procure clean energy, gas and renewable energy, and sewage for the Air Force and branches. I had to do that in 24 states. That's where I did a majority of my litigation, and that's where I settled most of my cases. Lastly, most importantly to me, is that I am a Flagler County native. I did move here before the freshman year of high school. I graduated from FPC, and I met my wife here. So this is kind of a very passionate thing for me. My kids still call Palm Coast home because this is where they would visit their grandparents when I was in the Air Force. So this is also a service to my community if given the opportunity. Now, you heard from Mr. Blocker. He has a lot of experience in dealing with land development, zoning, and also comprehensive plans for the city. Mr. Steinmetz also has a lot of experience serving on the Clay County School Board as their attorney, the City of St. Augustine Beach, and the Airport Authority. He also has extensive experience dealing with zoning requirements, land development, and dealing with different types of comprehensive plans. There we go. So I want to talk a little bit about accessibility. I can't emphasize enough, but we are a full-service law firm that is now officed in Flagler Beach. We want to be accessible to all your guys' needs. Any type of issue that comes up before this board, we want to be able to help you with. We are capable of doing anything that you need. We have a commitment to this community. Like I said, I would like to give back to this community. This is kind of like a full circle for me, and this is how I can serve my community that gave me an education and the way that I can give you competent legal advice. And lastly, how you see up there, we are expert in growth. Palm Coast will continue to grow. Flagler County will continue to grow, and we would like to help this board, the city manager, and the agencies of Palm Coast be able to grow in an efficient way. And in my last slide here is something that I was taught in the military and something that we use in the Douglas Law Firm, is that if I'm given an opportunity to be your attorney, it is my job to get you to yes in a most competent and efficient manner under the eyes of the law. So lastly, before I do end, we do have some handouts for you guys. And now that does conclude our presentation. We are open for questions.
So I thank you and appreciate your patience and your presentation. Anybody want to go first, or do you want me to start? It's up to you. Okay. So who am I speaking to?
All three of us.
All three of you. Okay. Then let me ask first question. Since you brought it up, you have a new office in Flagler Beach. What was the inspiration for that office?
So I think one of the reasons we want to move down here is we have a lot of clients in Flagler Beach and here in Palm Coast as well. So being more of a regional firm in Northeast Florida, this was, you know, we want to go where more of our clients, we can meet the needs of our clients. We have a substantial number of clients here in Flagler County and Flagler Beach specifically.
Okay, so it's kind of a segue question. So my first question to you, and there may be subsequent questions after today, but I need to understand why your firm is interested in working with the city of Palm Coast. And the reason I ask that question so it's clear is that most firms are, if they're successful, are pretty full up with work and they can expand some. I'm assuming that we are a large chew to bite off with the requirements that we have and will have. So the question really goes to what is your incentive or initiative to bring on a client of our size?
Sure. Mayor, I can answer that for you. So I think one of the things, our firm really has emphasized, I think the motivation is public service. I'm 23 years in the Florida National Guard. You know, we have a lot of military members. You know, we have a lot of elected and former elected officials. We enjoy local government work. That's really where you get to the meat and the bones. We all have children. We're all raising children in this community. you know, we have staff that lives down here in Flagler County, so we want to support the local governments and the communities that, one, where we have clients, but also where we have staff and attorneys as well. Like Mr. Duffy mentioned, his family's from here. You know, my family's from Ocala. We have an office there. You know, it's important for us to go back and support our local communities. We're not trying to, you know, move into Orlando and Tallahassee. You know, this is a, we're a regional firm. You know, we're large enough to have the capabilities and support to support our government contracts. You know, bandwidth's important, and I think we, you know, try to really measure, you know, what we're able to go after based on that. But we want to be involved in Flagler County. We want to support the local government here, and that was really the motivation.
All right, and if the question is fairly answered, do we know who would be our face, who would be our everyday?
Absolutely. So that would be Mr. Duffy.
It would. Okay.
For sure. And I would be here to support because obviously, as you know, you're going to have, you know.
Very good. Okay. Those are my
for sure
high-level questions.
Mayor Alfin, if I just follow up, I would be the main attorney, but all three of us would be the
Understood.
Support staff.
Understood. Councilwoman Pontieri.
Yes. Thank you. Good afternoon. Thanks for being here. I read everybody's packet that was sent in, but my iPad is now dead after a five-hour morning meeting. So please, for the fee structure, remind me of what your fee structure is and how that would be handled.
Would it be beneficial for me to give you my
that
copy of it?
Be fantastic. Yeah. Thank you. Sorry about that.
Why don't you answer?
Perfect. Thank you. Okay. So yeah, this is, I thought I remembered this. So I just want to confirm. This says it would be a fixed monthly retainer amount of $30,000 with no cap on billable hours.
That is correct.
So is that a flat fee of $30,000? And then it says there's an hourly rate of $250 per attorney. So if we got to that $30,000, would it then go possibly? I can't imagine how we would get there. We would be doing something incredibly wrong, I think.
Sure, absolutely. I can, if you're allowed, I can answer that. So I think with some of our clients, you know, as you can imagine, there's going to be some initial litigation that sometimes develops. Litigation is its own animal. In most cases, you're going to bring in, depending on the type of litigation, you're probably going to bring in an outside firm to do that. Generally, our firm can handle litigation. We're capable of doing litigation. We handle a lot of litigation for our current clients. But that's really just kind of the flexibility of the contract, where if, you know, we're in full-fledged litigation. As an example, with the city of San Augustine Beach, we have a number of litigation matters. It's just easier for our firm to handle it as opposed to bringing in outside counsel. We would just handle that there'd be different attorneys in the firm that we would bring in to handle the litigation.
Okay, but is the flat fee, so there's no rollover. So in other words, if we only bill up to $25,000, that $5,000 that was for March's retainer, that won't roll over to April, or will it?
That is something we could do. We have done that with other, you know, each contract is developed a little bit differently based on the needs of the government entity. That is something we're flexible with. We're mindful that y'all are a local government, that y'all have limited resources, and we want to make it work for all parties. So yes, that is something that we've done with other entities and something we could do as well here.
Okay, and then I saw on the slides it said you have 18 legal personnel. How much of that is legal assistant versus paralegal?
So we have a number of certified paralegals. So I believe we have three right now, and then we have other, you know, very experienced paralegals in different areas. As an example, I have a LLM and land development and, you know, advanced law degree in that. So I have a paralegal that's paired with me specifically that is a certified paralegal. So we handle more of the high level litigation issues. Some of our other paralegals, depending on what the area of law is, you know, they're aspiring to get that certified paralegal, but they all have 10, 15 plus years experience. That doesn't include the receptionist answering the phone. These are our paralegal staff that are certified, you know, either certified or on their way to that.
And is there somebody who's dedicated specifically to Mr. Duffy?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Is there a paralegal specifically dedicated to Mr. Duffy?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, there is. It's Samantha Simmons, who is a certified paralegal.
And okay. Then the other two paralegals in our proposal are also dedicated to this as well. We included it in our packet.
Okay, awesome. And then my last question was, one of your slides said that you're experts in growth and land development. Do you all represent private entities in the land development space?
So, no, ma'am. So, we do not represent developers. There might be specific land use issues that come up. As an example, in Marion County specifically, there's a group of citizens that have kind of worked on some land development issues, you know, to set up an HOA, things like that. But we do not represent developers.
Okay. No, Bill, I just want to make sure we're avoiding any appearance of impropriety.
Correct.
So, no builders, nothing like that. Okay.
No, ma'am. And to go back to the earlier question, one of the reasons why we've applied to CERT is we want to make sure there's not, you know, we don't have any clients in Flagler County that would match that. Correct. That would fit into any creating a particular conflict. You know, no citizen groups that are advocating in front of y'all or anything like that. So.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
I need some guidance here. So, Ms. Johnson, so my understanding is for our process that we'll get to a point on the timeline where City Council will direct the city manager to negotiate a contract. So I just, are we okay talking about fees and stuff or not? I don't want to prejudice that in any way.
It was a part of the evaluation criteria.
So
Mayor,
that's fine for us to talk about it. Doesn't, very good.
Yes.
Perfect. Just want to make sure. Good.
Okay, good morning. Good afternoon, I'm sorry.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
So I'd like to welcome you all here and thank you for your presentation. And I think two of you might have mentioned that you've served in the armed forces.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'd like to first say thank you so much for your service and sacrifice. So my first question would be, does your firm currently serve any other local government municipalities in this capacity that you would be serving the city of Palm Coast?
Yes, ma'am, we do, specifically the city of St. Augustine Beach.
St. Augustine Beach.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and how much time do you normally spend servicing that municipality?
Sure, that's a great question. So depending on really the season, like right now they're going through their charter review process. We're spending a lot of late nights. I have a planning and zoning meeting this evening there as well, so it could be is anywhere from 20 to 40 hours a week, and sometimes more, sometimes less, depending on, you know, the season or what they have going on.
So are there any specific times that you commonly might go over your estimated budget of, I think you said $30,000 per month?
Yes, ma'am.
Did I have that correct?
Yes, ma'am. I do not foresee a situation where we would be going over that. One of the reasons we try to bring a team of lawyers to service, you know, the local government, is to make sure that we want to manage the workload, manage the bandwidth, but also we're not double billing, right? We try to make sure that we, you know, we estimate the time that we anticipate. You know, this is not, y'all are not the county, so the county is going to have a larger set of needs. Y'all's needs are more targeted and specific. But we also try to build in some flexibility with that as well. You know, if there's some challenges that y'all have or a major issue that comes up, you know, we might need to pull in some additional resources. But we try to set what we think is a reasonable rate and work within that, build in some flexibility as needed.
Okay, and you said that our main contact person for the firm would be Mr. Duffy. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am.
If I may, just to kind of wrap up, Mr. Duffy, do you represent St. Augustine Beach?
Yes, in
capacity. And the reason for my question is this. So you are obviously familiar with their schedule and times of meetings, and you, I assume, are now familiar with ours. Are there conflicts in terms of, because I don't know anything about their government.
No, sir, they're not. So
no days, nights, none of that is a conflict.
We will make sure that we're available for whatever you guys need us.
Okay.
And again, that goes to your first question. One of the reasons why we want to make sure we're applying to entities where there's not a conflict. So.
Very good. Any final questions?
No.
We appreciate your presentation. So the way City Council works is that. We each can contact you directly and speak. I'm not going to do that. I prefer to have all my questions answered in public. But who should be contacted from city? If a city council person has another question, who should they contact?
Well, you're welcome to contact all of us. But for simplicity, please, you know, reach out to Mr. Duffy. If you have a specific question you'd like to direct to me, you're welcome to reach out to me or Mr. Steinmetz as well. And again, thank you all so much for the opportunity to speak to you all.
All right, we thank you for your patience today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
You made it through today. That's a good sign.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Mayor. The next group is coming in. They do not have a presentation.
Okay.
Good afternoon, everyone. We thank you for taking the time to visit with us today.
Thank you.
So if you would introduce yourselves for us, that would be great.
Thank you. I am Paul Waters. I'm one of the partners with the firm.
My name is Nancy Stuprich, and I'm a partner with the Vos Law Firm.
Mayor, Council members, good afternoon. Wade Vos with the Vos Law Firm.
Very good. Okay.
And Mayor, if it's all right, for the presentation period, I was going to come
up. Oh, yes, please. Go ahead.
Fantastic. Thank you. These have become necessary in my advanced years. So
Mayor, council members, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Wade Vos. I'm the managing partner of the Vos Law Firm. With me today are my law partners, as you've heard, Nancy Stuprich and Paul Waters. We're very happy to be here today to talk with you about our proposal to serve as city attorney for the city of Palm Coast. As we've detailed in our proposal, the eight attorneys of our firm have extensive local government experience, having served as and having provided legal counsel to over 100 local government legal entities, and having served as city attorney, county or city attorney, town attorney, village attorney, and county attorney for 25 different local government entities, and having collective local government, land use, and litigation experience of over 150 years. Based on our firm's vast experience in local government representation, we believe that we are uniquely well qualified to serve as city attorney for the city of Palm Coast. Our firm currently serves as city attorney for 9 cities throughout the state. We serve as city attorney for the city of Cocoa Beach, town attorney for the town of Fort Myers Beach, city attorney for the city of Daytona Beach Shores, city attorney for the city of Anna Maria, another beautiful beach town over on Anna Maria Island in Manatee County on the West Coast, city attorney for the city of South Daytona, just across the Halifax from Daytona Beach Shores. We serve as village attorney for the village of Indiantown. You may not have ever heard of it. It's the newest municipality in the state. It's down in Martin County, and it's been an absolutely fascinating experience helping a brand new municipality invent itself. We serve as city attorney for the city of Brooksville and as city attorney for the city of Bunnell. And finally, as town attorney for the town of Oakland in West Orange County. We also serve as general counsel for 2 independent special districts throughout the state, the Barefoot Bay Recreation District and the Sun and Lake Improvement District. We also serve as county attorney for Okeechobee County. We also provide a variety of specialized legal services to Orange County, Pinellas County, and Monroe County. That's the keys. Our firm takes a team approach to representation of our local government clients. This has historically worked extremely well to provide outstanding services for them. So I'd like to take a moment to tell you a little bit about our senior team members. First, I'd like to tell you about Becky Vos, who unfortunately could not be here today. She has a meeting today in Fort Myers Beach. Becky is my law partner and my mother. She's been practicing local government law continuously for the last 50 years, and she's rated AV preeminent by Martindale Hubbell. After graduating number one in her class from the University of Florida Law School, Becky worked for 7 years as an assistant city attorney for the city of Orlando, spending her last 2 years there as the attorney that provided legal advice in all the city council meetings. After she left the city, she became the founding partner of the Orlando office of Schutz & Bowen, a statewide law firm that actually was the first law firm in the city of Miami. After a decade there in 1990, she left and opened the Vos Law Firm. Throughout that time and through the present, she served as city attorney for Winter Garden, Windermere, Oakland, Edgewood, Longwood, St. Cloud, Eagle Lake, Deltona, Anna Maria, Daytona Beach Shores, Fort Myers Beach, and Cocoa Beach, and has held numerous other government positions, such as General Counsel to the North Lake County Hospital Board of Trustees, and the founding General Counsel for the Green Swamp Land Authority. Next, I'd like to tell you about our law partner, Nancy Stuprich. And I'm going to grab my water here, if you don't mind. Lawyering is a thirsty business. Nancy has practiced local government, land use, and real estate law for the last 33 years. Nancy has dual master's degrees from Florida State University in both public administration and urban and regional planning, and earned her law degree from the University of Florida in 1987. Nancy is designated as a certified labor relations professional by the Florida Public Employers Labor Association and as a redevelopment professional certified by the Florida Redevelopment Association. Most recently, Nancy served as city attorney for the city of Naples for the firm. She also previously served as city attorney for the cities of Brooksville and Dade City and as county attorney for DeSoto County, as well as serving as assistant city attorney for Cocoa Beach and Anna Maria, assistant county attorney for Escambia County, assistant general counsel to the Florida League of Cities, staff attorney to the 2nd DCA, and interestingly, director of growth management for Escambia County. Next, let me tell you about our partner, Paul Waters. Paul's practiced local government law for the vast majority of his 20-year legal career. Prior to joining our firm, Paul amassed a wealth of governmental representation experience, holding various supervisory legal and executive positions in the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, DBPR, over an 11-year period. While there, he served as deputy secretary, which is the agency's most senior appointed position, in charge of regulating almost 1 million licensees and 20 of the state's largest regulatory boards, many of which directly impact local governments, such as the Construction Industry Licensing Board, the Building Code Commission, the Building Code Administrators Board, and the Florida Real Estate Commission, just to name a few. Paul currently serves as the city attorney for the city of Bunnell, and is based in St. Augustine, just about 40 minutes away from Palm Coast. Finally, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I've been practicing local government law for the last 20 years after graduating law school with honors from the University of Florida. I'm board certified by the Florida Bar in city, county, and local government law, as the city's RFP requires, and I'm rated AV preeminent by Martindale Hubbell. I currently serve as the county attorney for Okeechobee County, city attorney for the city of South Daytona, village attorney for the village of Indiantown, co-city attorney with Becky for the city of Cocoa Beach, and special magistrate for the city of Satellite Beach. I'm also currently doing highly specialized local government legal work around the state, serving as general counsel to both the 2024 Orange County Charter Review Commission and the 2024 Pinellas County Charter Review Commission. Throughout my career, I've also served as the city attorney for the city of Bunnell, and I'm still primarily responsible for that client relationship. Served as town attorney for the little town of Pearson, chief assistant city attorney for the city of Deltona, general counsel to both a county tax collector and a county supervisor of elections, counsel to the Pinellas County Redistricting Board and County Attorney Oversight Committee, and as general counsel to a total of 8 different county charter review commissions in 5 different charter counties, Orange, Pinellas, Brevard, Clay, and Alachua. With this team I've discussed today and the other 4 highly talented local government attorneys of our firm, we provide a collaborative approach to representation that has historically worked extremely well to provide uninterrupted, thorough, and expert representation of our local government clients. While we propose that I would be the city attorney here with you at your meetings, and that Nancy, Becky, Paul, and I would be the lead attorneys providing legal services to the city, when you engage the Vos Law Firm as your city attorney, you're basically getting an 8-for-1 deal. As a team, we use our extensive amount of collective experience to brainstorm solutions and provide on-the-spot legal guidance in public meeting settings. We also have an extensive amount of experience working collaboratively with local government administrators, department heads, and staff to accomplish the City Council's goals. We take pride in our legal creativity and our can-do attitude to solving legal problems. and I can assure you that no one will be more passionate and dedicated to representing the city of Palm Coast and each one of you on the city council. I'd like to tell you a little bit more about some of the unique factors that distinguish our firm from other local government firms throughout the state. First, local government representation and our local government clients are the complete focus of our firm. Our firm only represents local governments, and specifically never represents developers, owners, or vendors who have dealings with local governments. I'll share with you, virtually all local government firms in the state, except ours, represent local governments, but they also represent developers and others who have dealings with local governments. Their local government clients sometimes end up being the hook to draw in lucrative representation of developers and others who deal with local governments. Many years ago, our firm did the very same thing. But a number of years ago, we decided no longer. We represent local governments. That's all we do, and we're very proud of it. Is that a signal? No.
No, it's not.
We represent local governments, and that's all we do, and we're very proud of that fact. As a result, our attorneys are essentially immune from the pressures that might come to bear on attorneys and firms with mixed or less focused practices. Second, we're the only local government firm in Florida that we're aware of, and we've been doing this a long time, that uniformly offers to represent local governments on a fixed fee basis, including litigation. It's at the very core of our firm's philosophy. Our business model is to do such a good job representing our clients, being a part of virtually everything our clients do, that we're able to limit litigation, which can be a result of errors or missteps by the local government or an attorney or staff or what have you. Unlike some firms that essentially make their money when their clients get in trouble, we have a financial incentive to keep our clients out of trouble, avoiding unnecessary litigation and being involved early in projects so time isn't wasted cleaning up problems that have become big messes. If our clients benefit, so do we. Why do we find this works so well? You see, we found it really comes down to aligning interests. It's not good for the city or any city council member or city department head or staff to feel any hesitancy whatsoever in picking up the phone and or sending us an email and worrying about racking up a bill. I've seen it happen in a number of the cities. They say, let's not get the attorney involved until we're all done with this. We want to be involved from step one. It helps us keep the city out of trouble. It enables us to participate in that initial brainstorming so a solution can be crafted in a legally defensible way. Hiring our firm on a flat fee is essentially the equivalent of having a large in-house legal staff at a fraction of the cost. The arrangement we propose would provide budgetary certainty to the city and would result in the city having unlimited access to 8 highly experienced local government land use and litigation attorneys. Very importantly, this arrangement would take the fear of litigation costs out of the equation when third parties threaten litigation if the city doesn't do what they want. In the end, we don't have any idea what the other firms you're speaking with today have proposed for fees. What I can tell you is that providing local government legal services on a fixed fee basis, including litigation, is not an easy billing model to maintain without a wealth of experience doing it across your entire client base and having a law firm set up to do it right. Our firm has decades of experience making a fixed fee arrangement, including litigation, work extremely well for our local government clients while providing budgetary certainty, peace of mind, and unlimited expert local government representation. I'd like to conclude by telling you a little bit more about our firm's philosophy of local government representation. First, we fully recognize that we are not city council members. Nobody elected us. We work for each of you. Our personal policy preferences have no business in our representation of our local government clients. Second, Our job is not to be the guys who say no all the time. I can't tell you how many times I've seen it in cities and other governments throughout the state where the local government attorney unhelpfully just says, no, we can't do that, or no, that's illegal, without helping to find an alternative. You see, our job, as we see it, is to creatively, insightfully leverage our vast experience to help you come up with a way to accomplish your goals. What we find is, often find that folks will have a goal they want to accomplish, and then they might also have an idea of how to get there. Sometimes when we evaluate those ways to get there, we find they're legally problematic or they're outright illegal. But we see it as our job to see where you're trying to get and creatively say, well, we can't get there this way. We can get there this way or this way. And then that way, what you're trying to accomplish will be on a much more secure legal footing. In closing, we would be thrilled and honored to have the opportunity to serve as city attorney for the city of Palm Coast, and we are ready, willing, and able to immediately take over representation of the city. Based on our firm's vast experience in local government representation, we believe we are uniquely well qualified to fulfill the duties of city attorney for the city of Palm Coast. I can assure you, no one will be more passionate and dedicated to representing the city and each one of you on this council, and I promise you that we would do an outstanding job for you as city attorney. Thank you very much, and I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Yeah, just a quick question. Did I hear mention of an association with the League of Cities in the earlier part of the presentation?
So Nancy Stuprich was former counsel, an attorney for the Florida League of Cities.
Okay.
Previously. And we have, of course, representing nine cities and having represented so many, we are in frequent contact with the folks up there at the League.
Very good. And your... I want to ask this in the most delicate way.
Please.
Your schedule obviously has a big enough hole to fit us into it with the demands that the city of Palm Coast has as it's developing.
We've had the opportunity to take a look at any information that's out there, including the billing records for the last 2 years, the timekeeping records for the last 2 years from the Garganese firm, and. They were a bit eye-watering. You all have a lot going on, and that's a credit to the city. The answer is yes. Whenever we take on any new local government client of substantial size, which this absolutely is, there's always reshuffling within the firm. So we've already had those discussions internally. And yes, absolutely. My schedule and our schedules can accommodate it.
Good. Councilwoman Pontieri, a question?
Yeah, thank you very much. So, did I hear right that you would be our city's dedicated attorney for the city council meetings?
That's correct.
Okay, and then what is the support staff for the firm and for you individually?
Sure. When you say support staff, do you
mean... So, paralegal, do you have... I mean, I know, like, in our firm, we've got one paralegal to three attorneys. So what does that structure look like for you all?
Sure. We've got three attorneys, or pardon, blah, blah, blah. We have eight attorneys. We have three paralegals, who two of which are in our office in Winter Park. One is actually our bookkeeper as well. She works remotely. She's actually in North Florida, but does more work than the other two combined. So we have a total of three paralegals currently. I will share with you this. Looking over the total amount of the impressive amount of work that looks like will be involved with Palm Coast, I do anticipate adding at least one paralegal, and quite frankly, maybe even one attorney. We can handle it perfectly well right now under our current staffing, but I want my folks to be able to take vacations and have weekends and so on. So I would anticipate that in the longer run. Yeah, right now, three paralegals, but anticipate as the need arises, we would be onboarding more as necessary.
Okay. And I didn't see in your packet, I could have missed it, the hourly rates that you all would be charging.
That's correct, because we did not propose an hourly rate.
Okay, so it's just a $75,000 a month flat fee.
And I do want to mention one thing about that. That is equally an eye-watering number. I recognize that. And one thing I would offer to you, that was based on our evaluation of the amount of work that we can see that would be involved based on evaluation of those time records and so on. So we were trying to put that at what we realistically think it would take to manage all of that. We took a very strong look at your budget, where it is right now, where the Garganese firm was at. We do that every time when we, you know, talk to any city. Mm-hmm. And I understand this was a bit of a unique circumstance compared to when we speak to a number of cities, because I will share with you, y'all were getting quite the deal with from a financial standpoint with Garganese before. So that number is based on that. I will say that we are very open to, if the city is interested, we are very open to, you know, discussion or negotiation on that number. But it's not going to go anywhere near where Garganese is. I'm just being quite plain with you.
No, and I didn't ask for comparison to Garganese, just to put you at peace of mind.
No, no, absolutely. And I wanted to be really plain with that because, again, we only represent our local governments. Mm-hmm. Our other local government seat is, as you know, one of the great features of our representing them. But we only represent on a fixed fee basis, and it works out extremely well. So we didn't propose an hourly fee because we don't take on new city clients in that
okay.
manner.
Nope, no problem at all. And my last question was, not that we've had any issues with Bunnell, but do you foresee any possible conflict of interest coming down the pipeline with them being a neighbor city? Anything, I mean, even as far as possible annexation goes?
Thank you very much for that question. So our firm's been city attorney, and I was in that primary role for the vast majority of it. We've been city attorney for the city of Bunnell for over 10 years. And throughout that entire time, and we went back and racked my brain and racked both Nancy's and Paul's, who have both spent significant time in the city of Bunnell over the years, to think of any instance where any actual conflict had arisen. We could find none. And as we understand everything that is before the city of Bunnell right now and where everything would go, we do not in any way reasonably anticipate an actual conflict arising. To be quite plain, I think we mentioned it in our response, we take our ethical reputation very seriously. Mm-hmm. If we thought there was any potential actual conflict, we simply wouldn't have applied.
Okay, thank you very much.
We don't anticipate any conflict at all.
Perfect, I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I'd just like to say thank you very much for your presentation. And I might add that I think it was an excellent presentation and very thorough. And you mentioned that you would be our main attorney for the city of Palm Coast, am
yes,
I correct?
Ma'am.
Well, I thank you for that. And all of my questions have already been asked, so I'd like to say thank you very much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to meet you all today, and thank you. If city council members have additional questions, they'll reach out to you.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
Mayor,
you all so
council
much.
Members, thank you
have
all very
day.
Much.
Thank you all. Have a good day. Okay.
Good morning, ladies. Please help yourself wherever you're comfortable. It would be great.
Good afternoon.
Please go ahead whenever you're ready.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I'm Heather Ramos with Gray Robinson, and with me is Elizabeth Crane, also with Gray Robinson, and we're both on the Orlando office. So we have a firm that was started by Charlie Gray a little bit over 50 years ago. We have 15 offices.
Sorry. Try to pull the mic. On. It doesn't come through up here as well.
I'm
closer.
Sorry, I was just yelling Perfect. Out into the... Sorry. So we have 15 offices throughout, actually 14 in the state of Florida, one in Washington, D.C. that focuses on state and federal lobbying. We have in our Orlando office 75 attorneys, and we have approximately 250 attorneys throughout all the offices. So when Charlie started the firm, he was the county attorney for Orange County. And since then, we have represented local governments in different capacities as city attorney, county attorney, and we represent a whole bunch of special independent and dependent districts. One thing I'd like to address in the proposal that we submitted, we did list Tom Cloud as the city attorney. And we did that because we did know the proposal, the RFP was coming out. We were extremely interested in pitching the work for it. But Tom is one of my mentors, and he is at this point trying to slow his practice down a bit. So the intention from the beginning was for me to pitch as the city attorney, but I am not board certified. And I've been practicing for 23 years, but if that's something that the city is requiring with respect to the city attorney and not just someone on our team, because we have a whole bunch of folks in our office that are board certified local government lawyers, I will obviously, if that's something the city is wanting for the specific city attorney, I will do that as soon as possible. So a little bit about me. I was brought up over in Brevard County. I graduated from O'Galley High School over there and went then to the Art Institute in Fort Lauderdale with the intention of wanted to go to New York and be a buyer for a big department store. Never, didn't know any attorneys, had never met attorneys, nothing like that. So I had a close girlfriend who passed away from a horrible, it was a bad drowning accident, and I found somebody that I knew who was now a judge over in Brevard County. I reached out to him and said, hey, I need some help here, because she didn't have any family ties here. And so he set me up with a paralegal, and I worked with that paralegal and got my friend or her two kids some help. And I found it to be such an incredible thing, so I said, I think I would like to try this out. So I went to school to get my paralegal degree. And after that, I started out two semesters in, and I loved it. And so I went from there and got my law degree. I interviewed in my second year with a bunch of great firms throughout Florida. One nice thing about starting law school on the later side is you can really focus on studying rather than partying and doing all the things that you don't do when you're young. So I went to law school before I graduated, started working for Gray Robinson, and then got offered a job, and I have been there ever since, and for 23 years have now been practicing state and local government law. My mentors, you recognize the names, I'm sure, Tom Cloud, which is the one I had mentioned, is in our proposal. He is definitely a strong point of contact. Charlie Gray, Dean Cannon, who was the Speaker of the House, he was in our group, all super great people. I'd like to turn it over to Elizabeth so she can talk a little bit about herself.
Hi, Elizabeth Crane. I work on the transactional real estate team, and also I do a lot of corporate work. Specifically, I went to University of Florida for undergrad law school, and I have my LLM in tax law. Go Gators. For real estate purposes, with connection to like local governments. I do a lot of property swaps, and I work with CRAs for purposes of like developing housing for people, and we help with the sales, and even if we're doing grant programs, kind of figuring out the loan aspect to that as well. And I also do a lot of title work, obviously with sales of property, like from the local government to other people and when they're purchasing as well. And I've also done a lot of work with TOHO in connection with lift station transfers as well. All right, so here's a snippet of our proposed team. Trevor Arnold, it's in alphabetical order. Trevor Arnold, who I believe is doing a construction, well, no, not believe, I know he's doing a construction case for the city. Jack Brennan, who is in our bankruptcy department. Tom Cloud, who has represented hundreds of cities and special districts. Nick Doncaiescu, who does complex real estate type lawsuits, he handles those. Alicia, who is bond counsel. Deb LaFleur does employment law for all of our local government groups, like the town of Windermere, Howie in the Hills, Astatula. Vanessa is also of counsel and does, bond counsel. And then we have Julie at the end, who we also proposed to be your code board attorney on the other proposal that you are your other RFP that the city has put out. So one thing with respect to transition, I know that this is a big city, big and busy city. We understand that staff and your elected officials, everybody needs to have a seamless transition. So continuity is super important. We will propose, or we do propose, one main contact in the beginning. Once staff starts working with folks at the firm, they know who to reach out to, who they're comfortable with, and specifically for employment law matters. But this is the best way that we feel to handle it, is one point of contact in the beginning until everybody starts getting used to who the folks are. We will immediately familiarize ourselves with whatever issues you have with your current counsel that you have outstanding. And I love this bullet that we pride ourselves on proactive versus reactive approach. But as we all know, like 3/4 of the day is reactive to things that are come up and you never expected that was going to happen that day. So one of the reasons, too, that I wanted to be the main contact is the longevity. We pride ourselves in being the city attorneys and local government attorneys for special districts for a long time. So when I pitched the work for Windermere, I was an associate, super pregnant at that time, and my son is now almost 17. So we wanna stay your city attorney for as long as you'll have us, if you select us. And that is it. This is just bullet points of things we already have in our proposal.
So I may have missed it, but do you personally currently represent a municipality?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. You know, I have a bunch of it in the proposal itself. I do. I am the city attorney for the town of Windermere, the town attorney for the town of Astatula, and the Howie and Hills.
Okay. So a question is just in terms of your schedule and our time requirements, I guess you've made taken a look at that to make sure that you would have availability for our currently scheduled requirements.
Your meetings the first week and the third week of the month, yes, for sure, because that is the very first thing that we do, that I look at before we pitch work, to make sure, because for some reason everyone likes to have the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month.
So normally. So and we have a workshop schedule which fills in those other weeks, and I guess depending on city manager, there are some number of committees.
Correct.
Committees, I guess, would be the right word, that may or may not require legal presence.
Yeah, so we have the Planning Land Development Regulation Board is one of those, Mayor, to your point.
Okay. And that would mean a commute for you from Orlando-ish?
Yes, Mayor.
Okay, very good.
Yes,
sorry.
That would mean. And one other thing, actually, that I did want to point out during the transition part was, one thing we do pride ourselves on is making sure we are extremely responsive. Even if we can't get to something that day, we will never leave any email or voicemail hanging, so someone thinks it goes off
into the black abyss, so we don't do that. We are very responsive.
Councilwoman.
Thank you so much for the information and for being here today. I think my biggest concern, quite candidly, is the possible conflicts of interest. You all are a big firm. In all transparency, I practice. I've had cases against your firm. That doesn't matter to me, but what matters more is that I know that your firm is all-encompassing. I mean, do you do family law? Not you personally, but just the firm?
Yeah, we do.
Okay,
yes, we do. Mayan Downs in our firm does. She heads up a family law group.
Yeah, so you guys, I mean, you cover the spectrum, right? So I guess I'm concerned that there could be possible conflicts of interest between private enterprise and entities and your ability to represent us fairly and impartially. Can you tell me about the steps that you all take to kind of engage that Chinese wall, if you will, and make sure that you're unaffected by any possible conflicts?
Absolutely. So one thing we've already done with respect to the fact that Trevor Arnold is handling a construction law case for the city is we have no conflicts right now at all with the city. There are no conflicts that need to be cleared for with respect for us to step in. Now, if a conflict were to come up in the future with respect to a developer who would like to hire someone on our land use group to represent them before the city, we wouldn't be able to take that, because that is not a conflict that, I feel like I'm so loud. So with respect to conflicts that would potentially come up, if it was something, it would have to be on a case-by-case basis where we would even ask the city if you would entertain a conflict waiver. Right now, for instance, we have with Howie in the Hills, we have the Lake County School Board has come in as part, they need to do a development plan. And so there isn't necessarily a conflict, but it is with respect to the two entities being opposed, it could be in the future, but both sides have decided to waive. But again, it's a case-by-case basis.
Okay, thank you. I have no further questions.
Okay.
Councilwoman Hyder.
Yeah. You mentioned that you had 75 attorneys, am I correct?
75 in our Orlando office.
75 in your Orlando office?
Yes, 200, almost 300 through the whole entire
Pretty
state
huge.
Of Florida. It's big.
And you would be our point of contact attorney for the city of Palm Coast? And is this young lady your associate that would be working with you, or do you have a team of paralegals that work with you?
Mostly with respect to city work, we have a team of folks that already do, that practice in the local government law area, like in our employment law department. We have specific ones that I work with to do the local government law work. For real estate and complicated transactions like where we're doing a land swap, maybe we have specific folks that we work with in the real estate department.
Okay, so you would have another team.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I really, one person doing it by themselves is great, but I am not it spreads someone a little bit too thin to know, to have an expertise in all those areas.
Okay, and I think you mentioned at the beginning that you were not board certified.
I am not board certified.
Is it required that we have a board certified attorney for the city of Palm Coast city manager?
I've not seen that in the charter or the...
No, it's not part of the requirement
in the
charter. It's just part of your review and consideration.
I wasn't aware. So pretty much that's my last and final question. Thank you very much for the presentation.
Thank you, and I'm sorry about the microphone.
That's okay.
Got it.
I just have a question, a curiosity, actually. If you know, how many attorneys do you have in Tallahassee? I mean, is it a big office, or?
I would say 35.
Okay. So obviously you do a lot of work for the municipalities up there or generally in Tallahassee. Tallahassee is obviously becoming more and more important to us as we move forward, so I'm just curious.
We do a lot of... there's a lot of lobbying that goes on there. A lot of relationships with the governor's office are up there. And then we have our Gainesville office as well in that area. I mean, it's just we have quite a bit up there, but it's not a huge office up in Tallahassee, but they are incredibly efficient at getting things done.
Just a curiosity. Very good. I don't have any additional questions at this time, but if city council members have questions, they will reach out to you directly. So I appreciate. Oh, sorry.
I just had one more. I'm sorry. I don't think anybody asked about the fees. Did anyone ask about the fees that they?
I did not.
Did you make any mention of the fees that you charge to represent the city?
I did not. And I have here what we put in our proposal.
In the proposal.
We have two proposals outstanding with the city right now. One for the general city attorney services. We have in there listed as the monthly retainer, which would cover your meetings, cover everything in general, except for litigation that's not covered by insurance, and except for issuers counsel work, which would be done by our bond counsel. So we have listed in here $58,000 for that.
Thank you very much.
And I'm sorry, I'll ask you the same question I asked everybody else, might as well. That's a monthly retainer, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then since you are a shareholder, it would be billed at $325 a month?
Yes, but if we're doing the retainer is that service. The retainer is the encompassing, because that's my understanding what the city was requiring was a flat fee for the monthly service.
Okay, so it's a flat fee, and it wouldn't, if for instance we only billed your rate at so many hours that came to say $40,000, that $18,000 would be held by you rather than rolled over to like our next month?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would prefer, but if it's up to the city, we actually prefer doing work on an hourly basis, but if the city wants a retainer, then we do the retainer,
sure.
Obviously.
Okay, thank you.
Ladies, thank you very much for the presentation. If we have additional questions, we'll reach out. So thank you again for your patience today.
Oh, thank you. And thank you very much for your time, Mayor and City Council members. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Testing. Yeah. Well, okay. Introductions. My name's Giff Chumley. I work with Fishback Dominic. We're a law firm based out of Winter Park at 1947 Lee Road, just off of I-4 over there. My relationship with the city of Palm Coast right now is I am your code board, code enforcement attorney, and I currently do work for them. So I'm actually used to sitting kind of up there instead of down here, so it's a little bit different. But I have been an attorney since 2006. I am board certified in city, county, and local government law. Since 2006, I have exclusively worked for public agencies, local governments. I started off at Fishback Dominic, was there for 5 years. Then I got board certified in 2012, as soon as I was able to. You have to have 5 years of experience before you can take that test. And I have maintained my certification through current. My next certification round is in 2027. I spent 8 years in the Volusia County Attorney's Office over there down in DeLand, not too terribly far away from here. I left DeLand in 2020, right around the time COVID happened. No relationship with that, but that's what I did. And since then, I have been representing with our firm as an assistant city attorney, cities of Belle Isle, Longwood, DeBary. If you ever watch the DeBary city meetings, I usually get the second one of the month every year, every month. And Winter Park and Winter Garden. And so that's where I've been at. Been doing code enforcement, on the staff side over in Longwood, code enforcement for Palm Coast here. Also, in addition to that, I do serve as general counsel for the Volusia County Property Appraiser and the Volusia County Tax Collector. So I'm still very much active in that area of the world, even though I am now a little bit farther south. So anyway, I work with a bunch of very well-qualified attorneys today. I brought with me our associate, Hillary Griffith, and Brandon Pownall. There are some young up-and-comers at our firm. They've been doing a really good job for us in the city work, and hopefully they'll get to know you if the opportunity is given to be your city attorney. I also have a lot more experienced attorneys I work with on a regular basis in our office. Kurt Arteman's been practicing for 39 years. He's also board certified in city, county, and local government law. I believe he got a certification in 2008. He's been the president of the Association for Eminent Domain Practitioners in the state of Florida, and he's also been the president of the Florida Municipal Attorneys Association probably about four or five years ago, if I recall correctly. Also worked with Rick Geller. He's current city attorney of city of Ocoee, and he is also board certified in city, county, and local government law. I have Dan Langley, who also is city attorney for Longwood and Belle Isle, and he also has a lot of experience, and we all work very closely together for all of our municipal clients down at Fishback. So at any rate, I've gotten to know a few people around here in Palm Coast just by virtue of working with the code board. Of course, it's a little bit separate from what you do as the council. I want to say that Fishback Dominic, our firm, has been around for over 85 years at least, starting with Ben Fishback all the way back. And we've represented a lot of our clients long term. I know we've represented DeBary as far back as I can remember with the firm, back into the 1990s, I think. Winter Garden, we've represented them for probably more than 20 years now. Longwood, 13 years. Belle Isle, we've had a very long relationship with, probably over 50 years. Various attorneys over time, some of them no longer among us, but you know, very missed. Anyway, so we bring a lot of knowledge to the table, a lot of experience in this area. It is, I mean, our firm, we do have quite a bit of additional attorneys there. I didn't list them all in the proposal, but we do have attorneys that do corporate litigation. We have a real estate attorney that does like a lot of commercial transactions and does like a lot of closings for our cities. And that's JJ Johnson. And he's actually started to do a little bit of municipal work as well, doing some planning and zoning with us. So I want to talk to you a little bit about our approach to this. As city attorneys, we are not the sixth commissioner. We try to just facilitate discussion where possible. We take input from our council members, and we try to figure out a way forward as far as doing what we can, what you want us to do within the limits of our state, local government, state and local ordinances, and try to get you where you want to be. I personally will be available to any of you all. Probably not the only attorney that's offered that here today, but if I do come on board with you, I will give you my cell phone number. You will be able to contact me anytime you want. Personally, I'm not extremely far away. I live in Lake Mary, so that's only about an hour away. That's been a good fit for me for code board. I usually just leave from my house. Makes things quite easy. Traffic's usually not bad. But and I come up to Palm Coast every once in a while. I've been vacationing out at Cinnamon Beach on occasion. There's like an annual family appointment we have out there every year. So I am a bit familiar with the area as far as that's concerned. So I don't know if you have any questions about rates. I believe what we proposed to you was a 20-hour retainer. I think it's like $4,500, which comes out to an effective rate of, make sure I'm getting this right, $225 an hour. After the first 20 hours, we charge $275. I don't know if that's high. I don't know what the other rates have been proposed today, but I cannot go below what we're already charging our other local governments, or people get angry at us. So at any rate, we've got $250 for associate attorneys, $140 for paralegals and law clerks, and $125 for legal assistants. So, but I can guarantee you that you will get good service. We will be there for you, and we take all of our council members' opinions into account when we're doing things. We don't represent any one single person. We represent the council as a whole, and we try to keep that in mind when we're dealing, when we're talking with people and working with it. We also like forming very tight relationships with staff. The staff that I've worked with so far over here, Virginia and Barbara, they've been great with the code board. No issues there. So, you know, hopefully that relationship will expand beyond where that's already gone, and we'll be able to serve you on a more full service, full-term basis.
Councilwoman, did that answer your question about rate?
Yes.
It did, okay. I just, your current service to the Code Enforcement Board, does that represent a change or a conflict for us in any way?
No, well, what would happen is I would no longer be able to serve in that capacity.
Not be able to,
because
right.
The statute actually says that unless it were such that I represented the board and another attorney from another law firm represented staff. But the way you have it arranged right now, I believe Ms. Nix is doing the staff work and I'm up there. So if we were serving as your city attorney and we were representing staff, I would have to cease that representation on the code board. But okay. That is currently out okay. for that is currently out for RFP as well right now. And I believe that closes on the 29th, if I'm not mistaken.
And just kind of, a softball question. The city of Palm Coast obviously has a lot of requirements now based on its growth and its forecast going forward. So the question to you, to your firm, is why Palm Coast? I assume taking on a client of our current size represents some significant change to the firm or not?
It will put me in a much more central role, that's for sure. But as of right now, I am not representing a city as the primary attorney, so I will be able to be available to you pretty much full time. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I'll have the assistance from the other attorneys who have various expertise in other practice areas. Personally, most of my expertise has been in procurement, public records, and sunshine law. I also did a lot of work with Title II of the Americans with Disabilities Act over in Volusia County in developing their training programs. I also know a lot about state and municipal taxation, which can come in handy. I mean, obviously, what I do for the tax collector and the property appraiser is a bit different than what I do for the cities, but a lot of it does dovetail into things, especially when you're doing special assessments and things of that nature. So, okay.
Thank you. Councilwoman Pontieri, another question or two?
Yes, so thank you all so much for being here. I do see in the packet, first of all, Mr. Tumley, I'm sorry, what's your first name?
My name's Giff, or Giffen. Okay. It's actually my middle name, but I never have gone by my first name, so.
Okay, got it.
Telemarketers use my first name.
I want to make sure I'm not looking at anything incorrectly or being disrespectful towards you.
Oh, no problem. No.
I see in the packet that you all submitted, you've got your professional activities as assistant city and or county attorney for several different areas. What did you do as assistant city or county attorney?
Pretty much all the stuff. I mean, I do a lot of drafting of ordinances. When I was with Volusia County, I did their Title II, Americans with Disabilities Compliance. I did a lot of work with the Revenue Department, which ultimately led to me representing the tax collector after that constitutional office got split off from the county. Everybody remembers that amendment that happened back a ways back. Did a lot of stuff for the Property Appraiser's Office. Also working in procurement quite a bit. We had an award-winning procurement program over there that was recognized by the National Institute of Governmental Procurement. I've also done some land use and zoning issues. We've taken that on with our counties. I have written ordinances. I have done just about everything, written memoranda. I have a lot of contact with city managers, city staff. Even though I'm an assistant, a lot of times if somebody else is busy somewhere else, you know, I am pretty experienced, so I have no problem calling the city managers, assistant city managers, talking to them about things and getting things done. Also attend a lot of meetings, so.
Yeah. And then my last question was, what is the size of your firm?
Let's see. We got Brandon and Hillary here. We got four board certified attorneys, including myself. That's seven. I got to do math in my head here. I should know off the top. And then we got JJ downstairs, and we have the Johnses who do a lot of our commercial litigation. They're downstairs. Again, I didn't list everyone in the thing, but in the thing, just the local government attorneys, but we do have other attorneys that do other types of work and have used them in the past for things like foreclosing on code enforcement liens and things of that nature.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay,
Councilwoman Hyder.
Thank you so much for your presentation. My only question is, does your firm currently serve any local government municipalities? As an attorney, full-time.
Personally,
full-time.
Myself, or the firm?
I know that you do code enforcement, but in capacity as an attorney for the city.
I'm sorry. Yes, the firm currently represents Winter Garden. We are the primary attorneys for that. We are also the primary attorneys for Winter Park, primary attorneys for Belle Isle, primary attorneys for Longwood and DeBary.
Okay, I do remember you mentioned that. It's been a long day.
I saw y'all started it too, so.
It's been a long afternoon, but thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Well, we thank you for your presentation today. City Council members may reach out with individual questions to you, and we appreciate your patience and appreciate your presentation. So thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Much appreciated. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Mayor, City Council, that wraps up the presentations and Q&A this afternoon. The next steps will be this item will come before you at a business meeting so that you can rank and select a firm. We then would need to issue a notice of intent to that firm, and then you would authorize the city manager to negotiate a scope and fee. Once a contract has been set, then that item would come before you to vote. And final steps would be to do a transition plan with our current firm, Garganese Weiss, to the new firm that you select.
Thank you, Lauren. Questions?
Yeah, I had a question for you, Lauren. So when you say at a business meeting, we will rate.
Rank.
What is the structure of that?
So in the bid proposal, there were four selection criteria, and each had a different evaluation or a score. We would compile the scores, and there would be a selected firm. And then, of course, City Council would most likely want to select an alternate. But we need consensus on the firm that you would like to select and move forward.
Is it? Because some of these guys sounded like they were a little negotiable in their fee structure, so I would hate to be rigid. Is there ability to, I mean, I guess at the business meeting, we're not really, this seems like a very rigid process right now, which I don't know if that's the best way to go about it. I guess it's the long and the short of it.
So it's,
'cause I will tell you that if some of the one firm in particular, if they're a little more flexible on their fees, then that would bump them up to me. I don't know if they are at this point because we don't have that information. And then to rank them based on what we just have here today, I don't know if that's giving everybody a fair shake.
So all of the backup material, their proposal, their outline was all provided to City Council. Mm-hmm. It's your pleasure of how you want to go about the next steps. It just needs to be, posted, and we need to have an official selection of who you would like to move forward with.
I guess then at the business meeting, will we be able to further discuss the firms, or will it just be a, hey guys, here's your ranking sheet, and now fill it out and go?
No, it's to your pleasure. So this is your time in the sunshine to have that conversation. And the mayor has mentioned references and reaching out to the council members, reaching out to the individual firms. So that's all to your pleasure on how you would like to proceed as next steps.
Okay. Thank you.
So, yes, I heard the same thing. Your point is, we've both been working with attorneys for a very long time. Your point is very well taken. I wouldn't want to lose any, you know, leverage. But I would think that as a group, as we discussed that, we could probably find our best way forward in terms of fees and rates. And with your comments, I think that would be very helpful as well. So that's great. So, Lauren, thank you. I'm not clear on the dates, though. When is this? Tell me again when this is happening.
So we can be prepared to have this on your March 5th workshop. Your March 5th City Council meeting as another discussion point, or we could bring it to another workshop.
My only concern here is I'm not familiar with the March 5th agenda yet. So is it a lengthy agenda? You probably don't know yet either.
We didn't get to have our agenda meeting today, I'm not sure.
I just want to make a comment. I think this is important enough that I would ask my fellow council members to also agree that this should be a highlight of our meeting so that we give it our best possible attention, because we're making a commitment that's going to be very important to each of us and to the city and to the residents for a very long time. I wouldn't want it to get lost in a very long, complicated agenda that doesn't give you much direction, but you get the concept.
So you want it to be on the second business meeting of March?
Well, I think the direction was at a prior meeting, let's do it as soon as possible. I don't want it congested with a very complicated agenda.
Okay.
Is that sufficient, City Manager? Is that, you understand my meaning?
I understand.
And Mayor, we could also check in with you one-on-one to see how you're progressing with any kind of interview questions outside of the norm, so we don't overly schedule that before you're prepared.
Okay, and I'm just going to ask one last question just so I'm clear. So when we vote to instruct City Manager to negotiate a contract, does the negotiation on rates and fees still apply under our direction, or help me with that?
Yes, sir. It would be under your direction about what you want to implement into that contract. We're basically putting together the contract language that you wish to execute.
So that would be an administrative negotiation. You're not negotiating up and down on the rate. Okay, so that would be for us to, that's clear? That makes sense? That's good with you?
It makes sense. I only have one question.
Yeah.
Being that there were only three of us here today, would that in any way affect our negotiation in terms of making our selection as to what firm we choose?
So I made it clear to each of the other council members that they, and as we have said from the beginning, can speak to them directly, and there was some interest in their having private interviews and questions, so I'll have to leave it up to them.
They can speak to them.
I'm not a shepherd, yeah.
They can speak to them.
Oh, absolutely, as you can too. So everybody has, as large a bite of the apple as they want.
Okay.
Okay, with that, I would open this item up for public comment. Yes, sir.
Jeremy Davis, and the one firm, Gray Robinson, just got let go from Orlando for conflict of interest. Just got let go 4 days ago. Just want to bring that to your attention.
Well, thank you. Appreciate the comment. Anyone else? So seeing no one, yes, ma'am.
Marilyn Mack, the F section. Just totally amazing. I've never seen this before in my life. Why do you all have a purchasing staff? Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. Anyone else from the public want to comment at this time? Seeing no one come forward, I will close public participation. And as we usually do, any final comments from city council members?
No, thank you.
Good. I think we asked a question. Are you good? All right, City Manager, a motion to adjourn, please.
Motion to adjourn.
I have.
I was taking notes.
No, I didn't want to interrupt you. So I have a motion to adjourn. May I have a second?
I'm good.
May I have a second to adjourn?
Yes, to adjourn.
I have a second. So we are all in favor. Say aye. Aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank
you. We've been here for 7 hours. I think we're,
I'm just trying to keep it real.
That's I have all. An excuse.
I'm just trying to keep it real. Thank you.